Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98. K-U-P-D.
There you go. Thank you, Goth Brooks. And we're ready to go Friday morning. And it starts off with crap news. Again, there's a terror attack in London. Not sure if it was too effective. I'm not sure as far as bodies.
Injuries,
definitely. They blew up a bus, or was it a tube line?
Tube.
Yeah. So one of the cars on the tube in the London Underground got blowed up from the inside. They said it was an incendiary device that just sent a fireball right down the center of the car. So it torched some folks, and that's being blamed on terrorism, although who knows. Trump's already tweeted out that they were losers.
Loser terrorist, once again, must be proactive.
And you got that going for you. So that's the way to start off your day. A glorious...
He's got to get... I want more than just loser terrorist. Like, you got to go
right.
Like S-stain terrorist.
Yeah, yeah. If you're gonna be
mix
inappropriate...
It up a little. Yeah.
We've got a bunch of f-tards out there.
Wow. Hashtag F-tards. I'm liking what he's doing here.
I won't tolerate any more f-tarded behavior.
I guess you got to be careful with that one.
Why?
Hasn't heard him yet.
Is there anyone out there with a child who's f-tarded? If they are,
how dare you?
If they are, they're a minority. And I'm not afraid of that group. Protect the f-tards, please. My child is f-tarded.
Sorry, I didn't realize there were that many f-tards out there.
POS terrorists.
Yeah. Differently abled. Yeah, something like that. Give me something. If you're going to get, inappropriate that way. And then you got Looney Tunes over there shot another missile over Japan and North Korea. He just,
how would you like that?
Oh, man.
I mean,
here's the thing I'm afraid of with him now is that he's got all these things and he's got these little nukes, but he keeps shooting these things off that don't have any weight on them. Just to let you know that once we figure it out, we're coming in.
Right.
But he's got all these other terrorists that are like, hey, give us the juice. We'll make it happen. We don't have anything to launch it with, but we'll walk into a building with one strapped to us, if you guys don't mind. That's the scary part about Kim Jong-un. He's got the nuclear capability, and he hates everything. So instead of worrying about all these missiles that he can launch, worry about who he's talking to, because if he's in cahoots with one of these dudes, it's like, here's a little extra plutonium. You guys make your own and go nuts. So, yeah, turn that into a parking lot and immediately. And I know people are like,
Japan,
that's just terrible.
Like, I think that's a missile.
Yeah.
Sailing across the sky.
Yeah, they do a lot of that. Well, movies have taught me one thing. They're very good at looking to the sky and screaming out, no! And so the missile's going over. Very Godzilla-ish. They need help. So.
And so is it a dud, basically? Just
to see if you can propel something that far.
And they're checking out the distance
and
the accuracy.
And then later they'll measure the weight of a warhead on it, see how far it can go with that. So if they can get it out to the middle of the Pacific, they're like, we can certainly get it to South Korea. We can most definitely get it to the outer reaches of Japan. So right now they're starting to get good at shooting stuff out distance. They're getting better at throwing the javelin. Now we're going to put a squirrel on top. See how far we can throw it with that. They're just getting the launch capabilities down. So, yeah. I've become a person who doesn't care anymore. I welcome it. I have zero tolerance for this anymore. It's an age thing. I think you just get to a certain point where it's like, well, this is never going to go away. So let's just eliminate the entire problem. And if that starts a big old nuclear war, well, we built them. It's inevitable that eventually we start throwing them at each other. And then as a big believer of evolution, I think the strongest will survive. We'll have gills. Little horns coming out of our heads and some sort of morphed weird human will come out of this and we'll move on from there. Maybe I don't make it, maybe I do, who knows. But it's just not worth it anymore. It's not worth even caring.
Not worth the stress.
It's not worth stressing. It's not worth, I'm enjoying baseball right now. I got a nice pennant race going in the National League with the Cubbies and, as poorly as they've played all year by comparison to most division winners, it's still fun to be a couple games up. You got the Cardinals this weekend with a 3-game lead. You can't ask for more than that in September. That's why we went to the wild card. That's why we went to the extra division. Football just started. WNBA playoffs have my eye. I'm just kidding. That I wish they'd knew. Oh, the WNBA. I told Doug, who's planning his bachelor party for that wedding that's not going to work out. And I said, what are we allowed to do? I'm like, you have to have specific rules. You're not allowed to go to strip clubs. She's not going to let you do that.
Oh,
You'll lose complete control. He goes, we can do whatever we want. And I'm like, well, the itinerary for me, if I'm planning it for you to keep it safe, is cigars, WNBA playoff game, light dinner, and then we're all going home. Because that keeps it so you don't have your clothes on the front lawn again.
Maybe we should just text her and ask what she wants us to do.
I think she's going.
Oh.
I think she's there.
She's in charge.
She'll be the one with the drawn-on mustache and the big tall hat.
Now we're going to play Battleship.
Hey, fellas, my name's Kenneth. I'm one of Doug's best friends. You want to keep an eye on him for me, hey?
I can tell who you are. I know who you are.
No, I'm Kenneth. I'm a machine shop worker and bodybuilder over at the machine shop bodybuilding place.
Uh-huh.
I know it's you.
The first game we're going to play is called Baby Names.
I was talking to somebody about that the other day. I'm like, that's how you know the WNBA is completely never going to catch on with dudes. If I told you guys, came in and said, guys, four tickets, front row, basketball playoffs. You'd be like, oh, that's cool. That'll be great. We'll, you know, sit in the leather seats. We get to see the Rockets and the Suns or whatever. We're going. And then I'm like, no. Mercury Sparks. None of you would want to go with me. You'd think I was crazy for even bringing it up. It's not a viable man sport ever. If I told you right now, I got playoff tickets, man. You want to go with me? You'd be like, you're laughing even with the scenario of it being a joke. Front row, man. Leather seats.
In the leather.
We're sitting in the leather to watch the ladies battle it out.
Watching the tumbling.
Sparks are up 2-0, man. Got a paint presence there, the Sparks. Got to fight it off. DT's got to hit from the outside, or we got no chance. You would think I was crazy.
You wouldn't go?
No. I wouldn't.
We,
and you can't
we
even
did our
sell.
Time. We did our one
we
game.
Did our yeah. time. That's a way. We were told by Eddie Johnson that it was a viable sport that needed men's attention because we're just being misogynistic. And we went to the single worst professional sporting event I have ever been to in my life. And it was the championship game. It was the championship. Well, we're going to get beat up by a gaggle of lesbians. They didn't want us there. But that's why it's just never going to catch on. Because there's no way dudes are at my bachelor party, man. We're going to get plastered at the casino, head over to the WNBA playoff game, just get rowdy, and then do a strip club. It's not going to happen. It's never going to happen. Phoenix Rising, same thing. But yeah, I'd rather pay attention to WNBA. No. That's how bad it is. Maybe I would pay more attention to the state of geopolitics and nuclear warfare than be forced to follow what's going on in the WNBA. The single worst invention of all time. That thing's a mess. And I feel so sorry for the sportscasters locally who have to, like, over at Cardinals camp, you got the Cardinals camp guys going nuts about, yeah, I got Cardinals camp, got a big game this weekend with the Colts, should get back on their feet after the loss to Detroit. So that's a good thing. And Carson Palmer's blah, blah, blah. And they get an interview with Carson Palmer. It's like, and then now to the hardwood. The WNBA playoffs in full swing. Please stop winning, Mercury. So poor Tim Ring and the guys over at Channel 3 don't have to report on it just out of guilt. You ignore it, you get yelled at. And I think there should be a movement. It should be completely ignored. Because it is being ignored by the fans.
They don't do seven-game series, do they, in the finals?
I have no idea.
I think it's five.
I don't know.
Actually, it might only be three.
I do not know.
Let's research.
No man knows. Quiz 100 men. What's the format for the WNBA finals? Is it a 2-3-2? Is it a 2-2-3? Is it 2-2-1-1-1?
How many periods?
A lot of periods. Aha! See what he did there? Anywho, no man would answer that. You'd be one out of 99 that would know, and the only reason he knows is because his daughter plays basketball at a local high school and he has to force himself through it every once in a while. That's it. You keep me in. That's torture. I would tell ISIS all our secrets if they just Clockwork Orange my eyes open and showed me WNBA games. I'd tell them everything they needed to know.
I think it's
rounds one and two are single elimination.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good.
Can't stretch that out.
Because they recognize it's just too much.
4 5-minute quarters.
It's like the bad video games. You just move it down about 2 minutes. Here. Let's see. It's 12-2.
Semifinals are best of five.
Oh, that's so many girl games.
And so are the finals, it appears to be.
It's awful. It's the worst thing ever. So anyway.
Mercury's down 0-2, Jim.
I know. They're in trouble. The Sparks are really working them in the paint. So I heard last night on the news.
What's happening?
Yeah. The guy said it with a straight face. Oh, yeah, they really outscored him in the paint like 50-31. Yeah, dude. And one of the girls has a broken ankle from warm-ups. The girl for the Sparks are like, we're not sure if she can make it. During warm-ups, she broke her ankle. They had to ice it up.
The glass.
I don't know what she was doing. But evidently, the layup drills kicked her ass, and she blew her ankle out. just maybe they're playing on some sort of, you know, vibrating table. They're well, that would that would excite the hell out of
them.
Yeah. Anyway, WNBA still sucks, and that's their marketing plan for this year. But yeah, you know, I'm paying attention to sports. I'm kind of getting more and more shallow with my cares. I'm eliminating anything that I'm afraid of. North Korea can launch missiles all day long. I'm like, don't care. I'm turning into Jay Cutler. Don't care. North Korea shot another missile. Are you worried? No. Why not? Could get to the continental United States. Yeah. Probably Seattle, and I'm not going to be there. Don't you care about the loss of American lives? Of course I do, but really? What can I do about it? I'm going to watch the Steelers this weekend. I'm going to get more and more shallow as time goes on. Become more and more apathetic. And I think that happens. It's better than the alternative, which I'm witnessing with a lot of older people, is that they get too involved in politics and then they go crazy. Eric's mom does it. My friend's mom watches nothing but Fox News all day long, and she has no concept of how to speak to people anymore at all.
And you can just see the stress on their face.
Yeah, they're living their lives in this weird...
Really?
Horrifying bubble, and all this woman... I haven't seen her in years.
Forever. It's a lot of talk.
She's a mess. She can't speak to you as a human being. Like, the second I'm like, it's been forever. I haven't seen you since, God, I was probably 19 years old. Isn't it amazing how long it's been? Surprised we're still here now that we've got all these libs out there. I'm like, what in the hell kind of conversation transition is this? How's the family? Is everything okay? What are you doing? All that got skipped to tell me that, you know, that the Democrats have taken away all her rights. I'm like, all right, well, I guess that's... And it's just talking.
I guess I
points.
Get it with Eric's mom because she's had health issues, but
you still have to
been
be
on
able to,
her side,
and the other side's no better because
she's watching like the Senate hearings. Oh,
right.
I mean, it's insane. It's diving deep,
man.
You have to be able. You're no longer a functioning
when you're
person.
Not, yeah, you're not working. You're just watching that kind of stuff all day.
That's
it's like
too
end
much
of the world
time.
Stuff.
Yeah, I can't wait to be the guy who's like 50 and people are like, "Did you see what happened?" And I'm like, "No, I want to be the dumb guy no one talks to anymore." That guy doesn't know anything that's going on. And I'm the dude. I want to grow into be the dude. Just totally kind of aware of only my surroundings.
None of those
There's plenty out there.
Are in it for us. So all right. We need to learn how to do is navigate around the dumb things they pass.
Amen.
And then figure out a way to, like, secure ourselves.
Live your own life. Take personal responsibility. And stop worrying about a guy in North Korea maybe or maybe not killing you. I have to worry about people around the city. Maybe you're not killing me. You seen all the drug addicts that are in the city? We're worried about North Korea. I went down my mountain biking tunnel, Murder Tunnel, as I like to call it.
Part of your blue whale?
Oh, my God. It would be part of the blue whale. I have to tip my sunglasses down because it gets really dark in there. And I tip them down and you get a good, clear lay of the land. There's just all of a sudden, like, laundry. Like, one of them blew up. Their clothes are everywhere.
They exploded.
Laying all over, and hypodermic needles just laying all across this.
Well, that's why they blew up.
Evidently. Needles. But there's clothes everywhere. It's like a yard sale for the homeless. And they're hung up.
You need to stop your bike and say, clean your room.
They're not in there. I don't know where they go.
Maybe.
Their stuff's all over, but nobody's there. They live there, and I have to ride through to get to 20th Street.
Over by us, I did see Extreme Makeover Homeless Edition yesterday. Kind of in between an adobe wall and like a couple of bushes, they had really creatively placed their cardboard and decorated it with some kind of clothing or sheet.
That's nice.
That you didn't really see right away because it blended in. You looked at it.
I saw on Indian School in the 51 on the exit there were three people with a shopping cart and a similar kind of lean-to they'd built in the thing, and there were three chatting, and they had a little small fire going, and they were cooking something. And I'm like, well, that's not so bad. That looks kind of... I mean, it's a poor choice of campsite, but it doesn't look so bad. They were laughing.
Did they cover the fire, or was it...
It was under the over. I mean, it's completely potential danger. I'm sure if an officer or fire guy would have gone out, you cannot light small fires just off the off-ramp and make... You can't... You need a hibachi.
Yeah, how does that look from the freeway with the smoke
billowing
over?
It's very small, but it's just enough to, like, roast marshmallows. I think they're roasting marshmallows. It's 104 degrees, and they're roasting marshmallows. I don't know what they were doing, but they were cooking something. And I'm like, well, that's, you know, you got a little ingenuity.
Squab.
Why can't you
squirrel.
Get a job? You're working it out. I don't know what they'd found to eat. I can't imagine it was delightful.
A variety of nuts and fruits.
You think they were picking nuts and fruits and then roasting them?
Yeah, you can roast nuts.
Interesting.
Well, we can.
I'm more along the lines of what Toledo's thinking. Vermin. Squab. I don't think they went out and hunted squab. They don't have any beagles. More than likely, it was a beagle.
That's true. Oh, come on.
Well, look.
No.
Look, I'm not for it. I just think it. I know what happens. I'm a realist.
No, that's a moneymaker for them, having a dog.
It can be, but it's also...
Gato.
I've never seen a homeless with a cat. Cats get the hell out of there.
They don't last.
Better.
They don't last long.
Better. I could be homeless on my own.
You have to trap a cat to keep it.
I'd like to see... Oh, yeah, they'll eat cats. I see what you're saying. I'd like to see a homeless guy with a cat crawling all over him and scratch marks everywhere because this cat's been...
Would they get more money rather than having the dog on the leash or the cat? You'd get less money.
No, you should be a cat trainer.
You know, with the cardboard sign holding up and you see the one with the dog every now and then?
If you can be... If you're such a good homeless that you can convince a cat to be loyal to you during homelessness... Because cats will leave like a regular house. They're like, I'll make this work on my own. They're very good at living on the streets. They don't need some home.
I don't need this.
Dogs need food. Like, they like people to do stuff for them. Cats are like, I'm leaving. So a cat that's crawling on a guy, I'd be like, well, you should go work and train cats. Because the fact that thing hasn't run away is blowing my mind. Or that you haven't eaten it. Or sold it for heroin. But yeah, so that's what I got to worry about. Heroin addicts all over the city that everybody's ignoring. Teenagers playing Blue Whale out in the streets. I don't know what's going on. I don't need to worry about North Korea. It's payday, right?
Yeah.
Pay me. Eric's going to Vegas. He's going to ignore it there. I'm going to ignore stuff here.
No clocks.
No clocks. No worries. Hakuna Matata, Eric.
Just placing bets.
That's it. And I don't know when it happened, because a couple years ago, I was all fired up about everything. I do not care. I watch the news and I smile. I welcome tragedy.
It's a better place to be, really.
It really is. And it's not rose-colored glasses. I'm aware of it. I'm just rooting for it now.
Yeah, you'll still vote, and you'll just kind of pay attention a little bit. You know, when there's an actual election going on, now they want to run for 2 years or whatever. So
I got no time.
No reason to pay attention to it now.
Don't care. Don't care.
Try to stay informed. But don't go
aware.
Deep.
I stay aware. I'm a realist. I know what's going on.
The big part of it is because of the job.
What?
Our job.
Yeah, yeah. You got to pay attention.
If it wasn't that,
I could be dumb faster.
Yeah.
Yeah, this makes it so I can't be the guy who doesn't know anything. Then I'd just be Mo's show.
Yeah, we don't want to go that far.
I don't want to go that far to dumb.
She is happy.
She's thrilled, but she's high all the time. She has no concept of what's going on in the world. She's so out of it, she thought Guardians of the Galaxy 2 was better than the first one. I'm like, you're just rooting for things to be good now. You don't even understand.
Prepping for hurricanes.
Yeah, you don't even have any. Yeah, prepping for local desert hurricanes. No clue. But filled with smiles. I have no respect for that either, though. Being completely unaware and, like, dopey.
You just got to find a happy place in the middle.
To where I'm aware and I don't care.
You don't want to be those jackasses kicking cans at the cops.
Right. No. Not going down there.
Taking one to the Nards.
Taking one to the Nards, yeah.
Yeah. I will never carry. If I'm ever in my house with markers and making protest signs, then I've just lost my mind. Unless my protest sign said, don't care. Things are fine. The Jay Cutler protest. Don't care. Cutler's last stand. Anyway, yeah, I just want my football. And now that it's here, I think that's why I've kind of gotten into this groove of like, so he nukes Japan. We'll fix that. What about China? Yeah, whatever.
Above my pay grade.
Yeah, yeah. I can't. What about my opinion is going to change that here at dinner? Like, we're at dinner. We're enjoying a nice dinner. Why are we talking about what happens if China gets hold of these nukes? I'm a DJ. I make fart sounds.
It is entertaining sometimes to hear the answers.
It used
people
to be.
The people that figure they have it figured out.
I guess.
Because most people are talking like, oh, this is easy how you can fix this.
I want to be part of the problem. Yeah, it's easy how you fix it. And there are ways.
Go fix it.
There are ways that. Right. So, like, I have theories on how I would run my utopia, but I've come to grips with it. I don't have one. I don't have the ability to do that. I can come up with all the ideas I know that I'm like, this seems like a better idea than that idea, and this seems... I don't care anymore, because it's just me shouting into the wind. I'm just pissing outside now.
You're not running for office like W. Stephen Martin or anything?
No, and I don't ever want to be that guy either. No. I don't want to be sheriff.
From DJ to...
Senator of something?
Senator or... Come on, Kid Rock can do it.
And that's the other thing. Guys like Kid Rock are so, they're so involved that they think they can lead things. And there are people who believe that Kid Rock has qualifications for that. I don't care anymore. I can't care. There's no possible way of caring anymore. I just want to have a cat crawling on me with a sign outside that says, don't care. Vino Gatto will walk the streets.
The better world, if you're that person all stressed out every day about what's going on.
Well,
if Trump makes you cry,
right?
You need to rethink your life.
Yeah. If you've ever been huddled in a mass in the bottom of your shower because of an election result.
Shivering.
He's made me cry a couple of times. Laughing.
Hillary lost. Like, yep. The water's warm, so everything's fine. I don't know what you're crying about. You're gonna get tofu. I like my waiter's approach last night. I went to a place called Lincoln, and my friend's steak was, he ordered a medium steak, and it was pretty rare. And the waiter came out, and he goes, my steak was a little bit extra. He goes, yeah, that's definitely rare. That's not a medium steak. Sorry about that. And he goes, yeah. He goes, and it was this event, so the food was free. And he goes, tell you what, I'll take it off the bill. And he winks at the guy, and he's like, oh, that's a novel approach to a free meal. And he goes, hey, look, it's food, man. We're America. It's not that big a deal if your food's not quite right. And I'm like, he's right. Because Africa, right. There's no way you'd ever drop a rare steak in front of a kid in Africa in, like, the Congo.
Plain.
And he's like, no, I prefer it medium. America has we're lactose intolerant. We've got disorders towards peanuts. If you drop peanuts and milk on Africa, there wouldn't be one person going, my tummy hurts. Of course it hurts. It's the feeling of being full. You're going to love it.
Don't take that away from the American people, John. They love their food rage.
We like food rage.
They love
like
their food rage.
Made up stuff. Oh, my lactose. I am intolerant.
You saw it happen. How many people's lives did you ruin at Tony Romas?
What are you talking about?
You
made everybody happy.
When they brought out the wrong food. Oh. You have ruined our life.
Yeah, that was a great comment. Our lives are ruined. People say that. They say that at Porkopolis when they make mistakes. Do people still throw that out? That was a big 90s thing. If you screwed up at a restaurant.
I haven't heard it.
You're ruining our life. Your life is over.
I do understand that when they.
Do you?
No, I mean, I don't understand the person saying it, but I've heard. I've been at a table when someone.
Has.
A
and
friend
said,
of mine.
Our lives are being
wife
ruined.
Was like. This is amazing. How can you do this?
Has your jokiness ever gone sideways at Porkopolis?
Has like, what?
Your jokiness ever gone sideways trying to like smooth over a complaint?
No. Not yet. But I haven't
not
had
yet.
To deal with it.
But you don't do that.
Yeah.
You're just kind of there. Like when somebody says, we've got a problem at table 12, you're not going over to handle it.
No, I've handled it maybe three times.
And what, you just give them free stuff?
Yeah.
You just bow down. Yeah. Right.
What seems to be the problem? Well, I didn't like this or whatever. How about if we replace it or... You know,
see, now that's a novel approach, Brett, because I used to just say, oh, you didn't like that? Tough you ate half. I judged it on how much of the food is gone, and I'll give you that much off. Like, I remember this guy had almost all of a mahi-mahi he'd eaten. There's like three bites. Like, that's just terrible. It tastes fishy. I'm like, these last two bites are the other 14 that are gone?
Well, you had no skin in the game. Brady actually
that's
owns
true.
That restaurant.
It was great. And you know what was better
You're
about
like it? You're like a dumb 20-year-old with
you
the,
tell them,
they name manager.
But the fun part is if you do that, you can charge them. You get your, so you do, if, having skin in the game, you go up and go, you ate most of it, though. And I used to fight people on that all the time. You ate the whole meal. Why?
They're never coming back.
I don't care. We were
just
fine.
Care.
Come back when we're hungry.
Yeah, Brady cares.
We were doing great. Brady shouldn't care. His restaurant's doing fine. Kick out the losers.
John's
that want
able
halves.
To go to the owners and go, look how low my food costs are.
Right. It was great. Got a call
Everybody's
from some
head.
Guy who ate an entire meal and wanted it free afterwards. No. I tell you what I will do. Next time you come in, appetizers are on me. Oh, we don't want to come back. What the hell am I going to do nice for you? Get out. That's no way to treat a customer. Well, you told me you don't like it here. That's no way to treat me. I worked my ass off for you. Get out. F*** yourself. You'll be hearing from me. I don't care. And then you'd never hear from them. People forget about it an hour later. That is a rule, though.
Most of the situations like that, most of the time, they are looking to, you know.
Of course.
Get that,
and as
they'll
the,
never come back.
As the owner, if there's an empty plate and the guy's like, I didn't like this, you're not giving it to him for free. Are you?
Yeah, it's a tough
one. No. You're like, you ate it. I'll buy you a drink next time you come in, but I'm sorry you didn't like it. That's just a taste thing. But you polished it off, and now you want it for nothing? I could have done something about it before it was just a plate of ribs.
I can't
ribs.
Tell. What didn't you like?
Yeah, what part didn't you like? Because there's lick marks on the plate.
John, food rage is such a first world problem. Reminds me of the time coming through the border checkpoint in Sierra Vista the other day. I was waved on through after the agent peeked into my window, saw that I was white. Ah, white privilege. Isn't it a great thing?
He's not carrying any fruits that are going to cause trouble or Mexicans sewn into the seats.
Come on through, friend.
You know how America changes people? My friend Janny, one of the Lost Boys, we went to a bar to have a couple of beers a while ago, and he got an appetizer. and said something when the thing came. He goes, does it not come with ranch? No, we need blue cheese on that. That's blue cheese. Oh, I would like the ranch. And I'm like, man, if times change for you. You don't like your dressing.
He's already morphed.
Look how skinny he is. Give the kid some ranch.
Just give him some American fat sauce and let him have at it. The guy used to, he ate his friends to survive. I'll tell you, the step 500 people started, 20 made it. He's one of the 20. I know he's taken a bite of people meat, and now he wants ranch for his chicken fingers. Blue cheese. How dare you?
He's African. He's earned it.
How dare you? This man did not crawl here from Africa eating his friend's calves.
That'd be the greatest argument.
Oh, it's the best. I've thrown it out a million times. You really, Janny? Ranch? You choked down buckets of your own pee just to survive, and now it's no blue cheese for you. It's just offensive to the taste.
This should be free.
Come on. Quit it.
He's American now.
He is totally American now.
I don't blame him.
You saw him.
Again, a better place to be.
Yep. He popped by. Yeah. I'd much rather bitch that my blue cheese isn't as good as ranch than I would drink my own piss. You saw him. He's so Americanized. He came over to the Conor McGregor fight, the Mayweather fight, because he had a babysitter for like 2 minutes just to come get a couple of free pops.
I'm not paying that bitch $20 more. I've got to go.
Bye, Janny. You're going to miss the end of the fight.
Can't care. Bye. Stop off, get some ranch and some wings.
Yeah, he's a ranch dressing guy.
He left because there wasn't any ranch for the pizza.
Right, we didn't know. They didn't.
Well, this Pat's gives you blue cheese. Tease it with the blue cheese. I would walk a million miles for ranch.
And he did. So, what are you going to do? America. If I was a guy running for something, it would be Holmberg for Senate. Please, everyone, stop caring. Do your own thing. Mind your own business. That would be my answer to every question. Nah, who cares? Mind your own business. You're not going to do anything about North Korea? We've been trying for 30 years. It's the third Un-Il, whatever, they're Kim Jong's. Nothing changes. Until we turn it into a glass factory, we're just going to be dealing with it. So, I don't care anymore.
I can see those signs. Holmberg, stop caring.
Stop caring. With stars and like an American flag. Mind your own business. It's the way of the future. And yeah, you got people now. Bloomberg in New York is making it so if you even drink a soda, you can get beaten by the police.
If you even touch it.
Yeah. It's just horrible now. And it's because nobody can control themselves. They don't want to pay for your giant asses guzzling 40 ounces of soda at a time. But why not? Do it. Do your own thing. And then listen to music and watch sports. That's exactly what we're supposed to do. Look at the first cavemen. That's all they did. They pounded on drums, they drew on the walls, and they went to sleep. And we should get back to that. Eric, give us what you got on the big musical board.
All right, Wake Up Song, brought to you by ELOteam.com. Don't take less for your home. Sell your home with us. Just go to our website, eloteam.com. You'll see all the info right there. Fill out the contact form. We got Faith No More. We Care a Lot on here.
Yeah, that's Project the opposite Conformity. Of what I'm talking about.
Dance of the Dead. Yeah, we don't want to do that.
How about Phil Collins' I Don't Care Anymore?
Day to Remember, Paranoia. You know, we've forgotten that we're part of the tribe. Soulfly sent us all those shirts and said we are officially in their tribe.
We're in the tribe.
So I think we should do some old school Soulfly today.
All right.
It's Friday. Let's get a little crazy.
All right. Soulfly.
Some wacky drum beats.
We are in the tribe.
In languages we don't understand.
They just make it up as they go. That's kind of the future.
Soulfly tribe.
Yeah. If I worried about it, I'd be worried all the time. You know? Hurricanes, that's a little different. You can worry about other people's well-being, but I can't control terrorism or nuclear lunatics, so I'm not going to worry about it anymore.
Was there, I mean, when do you think it peaked?
What are you talking about?
That you were really, like, worried.
I wasn't worried. It's just, it was a constant thought. It wasn't like I was sitting there, you know, paranoid or anything. I'd watch stuff on TV. I was getting too much information. I'd read them like, oh, boy. And I'd come up with solutions that, just for me, that aren't ever going to happen. I'd sit there you'd fret over, like, well, what we need to do is blah, 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 blah. And, oh, it would be better if this guy did that. And then it's like, well, nobody's going to do anything I say.
Oh, the
I'm talking to the TV.
Yeah.
Sure, I could go out and try
something. I have a voice.
I want to have a voice. I want to watch football. When people turn into me for stuff. I don't even like going to dinner with people.
Trust me, I know. I got all passionate for a while there.
Yeah, we know.
You?
Well, I
have started wearing.
I get passionate
dresses.
About a lot of things.
Yeah, you're loaded. With
and I realized that it made me nuts.
Yep. And nobody liked you.
What's it doing to your mom now?
Yeah. But it's true. When you get old, you see old people. All they do
see
is
where
just
I get it.
Get bananas about yeah. stuff that's just totally out of their control.
But like I, my thing was like everything I did, I was like really, really passionate about. Like so, even the radio stuff. Like we'd go out and do remotes and
yeah,
stuff, and I'd be like,
that.
"You didn't even bring a tablecloth! Unbelievable!"
Right. You were just
pride. No pride.
Yeah. No pride. Yeah. Where's your pride?
You became intolerable. It's like a lot yeah. of events are like, "Look, dude, we're standing in front of a phone store. People see the banner. You're fine,
and everyone's out to get me."
Yeah.
Right. Yes.
I'm the guy who's just trying to make everything right. Yeah, but nobody likes you. Just shut up.
Nobody likes that guy.
Yeah. So,
no, I just got to not give a crap like
it's not,
everybody
it's
else.
Not, it's not about not giving a crap. It's
no,
just,
it's kinda,
just doing your own thing. Just control yourself. Just control what you're supposed to do.
That's right.
If everybody did that, we'd work like the Patriots. Do your job.
It's micromanaging. You're like trying to, this right. person's not doing this.
Right. And then you realize, I'm trying to control idiots. And that's making me the idiot. And I'm not going to do that anymore.
Correct.
Just look around and go, there's an idiot.
You just want to
I don't
want to
be
sure
like that
the
guy.
The idiot doesn't bring you down.
Right, that's if the that. Idiot starts to tamper in yeah. your stuff, I'm like, look, idiot.
Here's where you need to step in.
I'm getting my stuff done here.
A lot of people can relate out there. Like, you know, construction guys are probably carrying the load for some deadbeat that's next to them.
There's always a
no
dude on a squad.
The business.
Yeah. Yeah. There's always a dude dragging every anchor. The anchors exist. It's just being able to carry the anchor without the anchor carrying you. Don't get pulled down. Pull the anchor along or just... You know, cut them loose and have no problem with it. Anchor. And you know what? If you don't know who the anchor is at your work, it's you.
It's your poker now.
You don't think, I don't think we have an anchor at my work. I think we're all, it's you then. You're the anchor.
Everything seems to get done yeah, magically.
That's
yeah,
amazing.
Know
you know, I really feel like we're all doing a great job. I take, you know, somewhat of have, I got a little pride in my work. I don't know. It's you. You're the anchor. You're the one.
As you're looking at the boss's son, who's going to be taking over the business next year?
That's fine. He deserves it. It's nothing you can do about that either.
No.
Yeah, if your boss is the anchor, then
yeah.
you could be in trouble.
Well, you pick
a brand new job.
Yeah, there's lots of jobs out there. Go get another
there's
one.
Lots of jobs out there.
Well, that when I had construction going on at my house, and that one dude was just nonstop bitching to his staff about how the place being
He's
run.
The
wrong.
One.
I opened the door, and I'm like, first off. You're a miserable person. I'm sitting in the other room. I listen to you for 4 hours. I can't take it anymore. You need another job. You hate this. Well, he said that. I'm just passionate. I'm just passionate about
no,
what I want. I'm
not.
Like, nobody wants to work with you. I didn't know there were other people in the room because you haven't stopped talking the whole time. The other guys are dying laughing. I'm like, you need to stop saying things.
He's so probably blind because he's been bitching so much.
Been bitching
his
so,
passion
yes.
has made him
exactly.
like... Hey, you know everybody what? Else has done double what
yeah.
he's done.
You know what his passion is? Bitching.
Bitch. Yes.
His passion is complaining.
Yep.
And I listened to him for 4 hours. I laughed. I taped it. I laughed. And then I called the head guy over there. I'm like, Aaron, this guy's nonstop. Aaron calls him, tells him to stop bitching. And then he starts bitching about people telling him.
It's not my America.
Right. Yeah, if you don't know who the anchor is at your office, it's you. So pull your weight a little bit more. That's a fact. There's anchors all around you. All around. Yeah, let's do it. A little soul fly here. Tribe. The tribe. It's a good message here, you know?
We.
Everybody's got a job. Do your job. And then everybody does, you know, individuals.
Pull your weight.
Cause ain't no anchor.
That
she
we
comes
know
in
of.
Everyone, I don't know.
And why do we
who's
know?
Who's the anchor in your department? Like, who's the one dragging down where you work? Which one? Is it Debbie, Lane, Barb?
Great question.
Barb's the anchor? Okay.
Hey, yeah.
No, that was her first You're reaction. She's laughing now because she doesn't want to be the jerk, but that was her first answer, so it's Barb.
You're on notice, Barb.
Barb's the anchor. You're not the anchor. You're kicking ass.
She comes in here every day to grab those papers.
I'd probably maybe guess Debbie because she smokes like 44 cigarettes a day. That might anchor it up a little bit.
That could cut into your work.
But as long as she's getting sure. her things done, right? And Barb's the anchor just because she's just intolerable. She's crotchety. She gets everybody under their skin.
Right. Watching too much Fox News. That's what happens.
Yeah, because she goes home and watches politics and gets mad and comes in and, why isn't everybody as fired up as I am about North Korea's geopolitical stance and the Chinese the sanctions aren't working?
I just got punched in the gut.
And then I walk by and go, hey, Debbie's got Kit Kats. How bad can things be?
It's Snickers. There's a fresh supply of Snickers.
She just poured new baby fun-sized Kit Kats all over her desk. This is not a bad place.
Let's go to commercial.
Yeah, I can't complain about anything. Anyway, let's do it. It's Soulfly. Tribe. Take care of yourself. Don't be the anchor, and everything will be easier.
Join our tribe.
Yeah, join our tribe of guys who are just like, I'm done. And my movement of hashtag stupid has got to continue. The more people I talk to, the more like, you're right. I just want to talk about football. Baseball, the playoffs are coming. No NBA.
Music.
No WNBA. Music's good. Movies, if you
movies,
like it.
Yeah. Shows.
We liked it better when American Idol was something we either loved or hated and we all chatted about. Now our only commonality is whether or not we're going to get nuked. That's going to make everybody nuts. There you go. Soulfly right there. That is called Tribe. And it is some guy just emailed me. He goes, all right, now I know what you hear when you hear the Doors when I hear Soulfly.
Doesn't like Soulfly?
He doesn't like Soulfly.
Come on.
He doesn't understand why I don't like the Doors. I've gone back and forth with this guy before, I think. I think it's him. How do you not like the Doors? Just going to write down some lyrics and you tell me reading this doesn't mean anything. Break on through. Oh, don't do this. But now he knows. After he hears Soulfly, he's like, oh, okay, now I get it. There's just certain things when you hear it, you're like, nope, not
that. Well, I would imagine if you're a Doors fan, you're not much of a Soulfly.
Yeah, if you're big into the Doors, Soulfly is not your cup of tea. Got an email from Kevin. He says, I got three anchors at my work. The ship is sinking. Yeah, if you recognize multiple anchors, you are probably an anchor. They think you're the anchor. If they're all on board as the anchor, you're probably the anchor, too. Yeah, it's great. Yeah, if you've got three anchors, it's time to start dropping resumes all over the place. That actually may not be the guy who I argue with for the Doors, but there's a dude that goes back and forth, tries to convince me the Doors are the best thing ever. I'm like, nope, you cannot. You cannot convince me. He's a poet. He was annoying. I'm sorry. That drove me nuts. Get a goddamn guitar. Stop tootling that organ. I feel like I'm walking through a mall in 1980. Organ stores were the worst. How many people bought those? Like, whatever happened to all the waterbeds and organs that...
Korg.
Where are they?
Hammond B3.
You couldn't go into anybody's house in the 80s and they didn't have an organ. Like, if they were over 50, everybody had an organ. Everyone.
Kimball, I believe.
Stupid stand-up dumb organs. And you go to your grandma's and hit the bossa nova and it would play on its own.
The Lowry Genie.
There you go.
Turn it off!
Never Everyone hated
what
it.
The two levels were.
Bang, 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 bang. Kids couldn't not turn it on.
Played chopsticks all the time.
You'd have that bossa nova background and you'd try to. You'd have no idea, but you'd just play something stupid until your grandma told you to turn it off. But where are the organs in the waterbeds? Where are they?
Yeah, what happened to
they're
them?
All, there's no like garage sales. You don't see,
I think there is
gone.
One on Val Vista. In,
there's an organ
baseline,
store?
I think so.
It's on its last legs, I guarantee it. Our fascination with organs and waterbeds.
They've comboed them up with pianos.
Like, waterbeds aren't even making a comeback. Like, that was... Everybody
yeah,
had waterbeds.
Gone.
Everybody Coast. Had organs. All gone. There's like a generation of people who don't even know what waterbeds are. And that's all we had were waterbeds. Everyone had a waterbed. At least one in every home. It was like a refrigerator. It was almost a necessity.
I only had it in college.
You had a waterbed.
Yep.
But you probably just missed the... Because the waterbed thing was like late 70s. That's when everybody... In the 70s,
right.
It was unique.
It was post. Then
and then
80s,
everybody had one. It was like, okay, everybody... They became affordable somehow. And now no one wants a waterbed ever. It's the weirdest thing ever. It'd be like, vans, waterbeds, and organs. It was just this... It was a fascination, and it will never make a comeback. Ever. It's weird. But I want to know where they went. All that melamine and poison wood that you used.
And the water conditioner.
Oh,
imagine that stuff.
Where are all
after.
The bladders? I mean, the landfills have got to be just, if you dig down 10, 12 years, just bladder after bladder has to be laying all over landfills.
where did they? You can't recycle them. Can't do it. They're just clogging up our. I blame waterbed removal for global warming. Nobody's ever talked about it, but you think about it. All the bladders that are laying out there not rotting are probably causing global warming, because if you even left that thing on or unplugged, that the texture of that entire bubble got weird and like rotted fast, but it didn't like open. Those aren't going in. They're not disintegrating in landfills. There's just bladder after bladder out there.
Well, and I don't remember what the waveless stuff was. Was it cotton?
No.
That was inside those?
No idea.
I don't think they use side beams on there that would
yeah, it was awful. Stop the... But think about it. When, like, archaeologists in 100 years dig down in our landfills and see, you know, because you can go to the Grand Canyon and say, here's the level. This is when dinosaurs...
Here's 1980.
Yeah, here's the million year. Here's the 80s, because it's just a sea of bladders.
Kind of sad I never got to bang a chick on a
waterbed. Yeah, it was a treat.
We'll go through a layer of mirrors in the 80s.
Like a ride.
Yeah, mirrors and...
ground up.
Yeah. Like coke-covered mirrors and waterbeds.
Did any of you guys bang a girl on a waterbed?
Oh, I mean, man. How was it? Had a waterbed.
No different.
So you masturbated on a waterbed.
A lot.
mine wasn't filled with water, let me just say that. I had to hide it somewhere.
Did it make it better or worse? I would feel like it would be difficult.
No, it was easy. I had one of those super wavy ones, too. It was fine. It's the same.
My buddy had one, but he never got one.
It just made loads of noise.
Whoa.
I didn't get laid a lot either, but I did do it on the waterbed.
Waterbed City is still a thing here in town.
No kidding.
43rd Ave and
of course.
Olive.
1.2 stars.
Wow.
That review
out
is
of five
brutal. There are four horrible reviews and 1 2-star review. So they're not even pulling their... They're the only waterbed store in town.
First night on the bed, bladder explodes.
You gotta ask those people, what were you expecting?
They can't get their shit together to sell waterbeds, and they're the only game in town. Hey, what's one of the reviews? Expected more.
There appeared to be the owner of the Mediterranean.
Huh?
After driving for 1 hour, they told me it had to be ordered.
Look at this one, though. Do not purchase any products from this company. The reviews are terrible.
I purchased a waterbed for...
Worst place I've ever been. Wow. Well, you went into shop for waterbeds. You were expecting Shangri-La?
I wish I would have read the reviews and did more research before going with this
purchase. The gentleman
that
approached me, more.
More.
Oh,
my
geez.
God. This is a long review for the waterbed store. This lady really wanted a quality waterbed experience.
He was going for the Inomax Genesis 700 semi-waveless.
Man.
$5.99. That's what I'm running.
I've never seen a 1.2 star rating on Google reviews, and of course it's the waterbed store. Yeah, got to be responsible for global warming.
Oh, she's mad because she paid $5.99 there, and then she found the exact mattress at Walmart, Sears, and Wayfair for $2.24.
What are you buying mattresses at the waterbed store for? That's crazy. That's like the VCR store. There's a television repairman that has a store right there on 16th and Maryland.
Shavetronics or
no
whatever.
No clue how that guy's in business. We fix TVs. Why? I don't even know how you'd fix a TV
You fix it for the price of buying a new
one. You just
one.
Go get another
and
television.
And people still will... Yeah. I love this TV.
TV VCR repair.
It'll be about $1,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead and fix it.
Because he's got to pay his rent. It's going to be $23,000 to fix your VCR. Well, I can't get those anywhere else. A lot of tapes.
Got three heads.
That was a cruddy one, though. I mean, if you were anything less than four heads and you were just poor. Four-head VCR was the only way to go, especially for masturbating. The tracking always had a line in it if it wasn't four heads. Yeah, and then you had to clean them every once in a while, that weird little tape. Let's get ourselves a wake up. Or no, we already did that, didn't we? Let's start over, everybody. Right. We got a Brady report coming up next. It's 98 KUPD.
Tap that app. 98 KUPD app. Download it now. Live stream. Morning Sickness Podcast. Prices. The more you listen, the more you score.